This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When did you have the wrong time, completely lose time, or when did time stand still? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Well, you guys will like this. It actually occurred in a men's room, ironically enough. So my wife and I were on a trip to Maui, staying in a hotel, and it was the last day of our stay there, and of course, you can use the showers and stuff afterwards. You know, they said checkouts at 11, but you can hang out, use the showers, whatnot, and then afterwards turn in all your info. So go into, hit the gym and all that stuff. Go into the shower area there. Got all of, go into another room next to it. Meanwhile, I'm still naked. So I go into a room next to it to wash my hands and put on like hair gel and all that type of stuff. Well, it turns out that the door that I went through was a one-way door or locked behind me. So I was stuck in this room that seemed like hours.
Naked.
And naked, cold, wet, shivering, all that. All that embarrassed, all that type of stuff. Meanwhile, my wife is in another room, like the women's room, right across from it, and I am yelling at her like you wouldn't believe to try to like just go open the door, right? And I'm getting no response, and I'm thinking like, how, this has been like 20 minutes, how is this happening? So I kind of open the door and peek my head out, meanwhile still naked, and it's a public walkway to the bathroom, to the women's bathroom and the men's bathroom. So I popped my head out, and it was right at the time another lady was walking out of the restroom, I believe, and she just looked at me and said, "Sir, put your clothes on." And I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm not here on purpose. Like this. And she just would not reason with me. So about 5 minutes later, security comes down and rescues me, if you want to call it that.
Nice. Last day of Maui.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did you have the wrong time, completely lose time, or when did time stand still? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
I have more of a lost time situation. Grew up northern Idaho, Coeur d'Alene area. First hot day or week, we always hit the river, but you know, that's in March, and the river still has ice floating down it. Remember hitting, getting to the bridge, jumping off into the river, and then just like Simon and Garfunkel, "Hello, Darkness." I am floating to the bottom of the river. My eyes are open. My body can't move. Good thing I went with a buddy, because he swam down and saved me.
How long do you think you were down there?
Oh, a couple seconds, felt like an hour.
Yeah. Did you pass out?
Nope. just, you know, the bubbles leaving my mouth, nice calm.
you're ready to exit this world. And,
yeah, you already committed to death.
Hell
at that
with Coeur d'Alene. I'm out.
I was not going to. My body was froze. I tried to move my arms. It wasn't happening. But
what's going through your head? Are you like, oh, my God, I'm about to die, or what?
I was probably a freshman, sophomore in high school. I had a good run.
I like that you just didn't get laid, but man, it's done. So close.
It's over. It's the end of my life. But he's not wrong, man. And this has happened to all of us. I know that, especially on the East Coast because the waves are so crazy there. But the first time you just take a big-ass wave to the face or chest, right, and it slams you into the bottom, and you cannot figure out which way is up because it's still rolling your ass over. You know what I mean?
I started swimming last time I did that and just banged my head into the ocean floor.
But, I mean, you freak out, right?
You don't know which way is up.
You freak out. I was not comfortable like this guy.
You pop out of the water, and you're all, and your buddy's like, dude, you were down for 3 seconds, man.
Yeah, but you get turned over. It's a washing machine, man.
Like, oh, my God. Like, I am going to die. And like, dude, you – seriously, it was less than 5 seconds that you were down there.
The closest I got to really getting scared swimming was we were on a boat. Deep Creek Lake is this massive man-made lake in Maryland.
Yeah.
So we all jumped off it, and we didn't really think about, when you kind of dive off or even jump off, you push the boat.
Sure.
So we got like 5 of us in a row and jumped off. So that boat was far away. It's open water, right? It's choppy. I'm almost to the boat, and my buddy joking around puts his hand on my head and just pushes me under. Yeah, but that was one of those ones that you get up and it's like,
that was not cool.
Right, and everybody's like, oh man, are you okay? And I'm like, dude, I was on my last breath right before that. That was close.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.